النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد ما على الأنبياء تقدم وكان أصح العالمين منطقا إذا تكلم سيدنا ونبينا أبا القاسم محمد. اللهم يا ربنا زده شرفا وكرما وتعظيما وإجلالا وقدرا. صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه. ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانا وأفصحها بيانا فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجلي وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون اتقوا الله وأطيعوه إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. أو مؤمن believer, days are passing and life is passing on and death is coming. We are not trying to frighten ourselves by saying that death is coming, but we are trying to remind ourselves that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is huge. And Allah will write it for the believers, where He said, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. That my mercy has encompassed everything. I'm going to write it for those who are pious people, sincere. They have taqwa. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Those who are thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He showed them this way, the way of Islam, the way of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. So when we think about that rahmah that Allah is giving us, we must do what? We must thank Him. And Allah said, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you thank me, I give you more. I will add more. وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. You keep saying, thanking Ya Rabbi, Alhamdulillah, Shukran Lillah. Allah is giving more.
How much more? There is no limit. He didn't say, I will give you more with a certain limit. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ بِحُدُودٍ. He didn't put hudud, he didn't put limit. He said, I will keep giving you. But what it needs? It needs taqwa. If we have taqwa, then we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to send His mercy on us. As He sent it on the Sahaba of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is not going to hold it on us. Allah created us to give us. Allah created human beings because He loved them. He honored them. Allah, if He didn't want to create a human being, who can tell Him to create a human being? But He created us, He delivered us from other creation. That's the greatness of what Allah did for a human being. He delivered them from angels. He delivered them from animals. And He said, I'm honoring them. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We honor them. I honor them. Angels, there is no on them temptations for sin. So of course, if someone is like a child in a baby sits. In that kid, what baby is going to have sense? He is not being put in a situation that there is around him or her sins. When Allah created them as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, on innocence. يولد الإنسان على الفطرة. He's born innocent, not sin. Allah created them innocent. No sin. So there is nothing that push them or try to make a temptation around them to make them to do the sin. But the human being, Allah created them and said, this is good, this is bad. If you do good, I'll give you ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. I give you that no eyes has seen, no ears heard, and no one imagined. I will give you. But what you need to be sincere, be pious. That's the only thing Allah is asking. How to be sincere? To remember that there is death, and one day Allah is going to ask us. So this will hold us from falling into the trap of shaitan. Although we fall, all of us we are. We fall in the trap of shaitan. All of us we have sins. Only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ma'soom, and Anbiya Allah they are ma'soom. But for us, no. So the problem with us is we fall into sin. We deeply falling into sins. What Allah said, كُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Don't lose hope from Allah. Forgiveness. Ask forgiveness. Allah is asking us, ask me forgiveness, I will forgive you. But ask. Coming to a mosque is asking forgiveness. Raising a Muslim generation in the house is asking forgiveness. That is a forgiveness. That is you are doing something good. Reading Holy Quran, that is, you are asking Allah, you are reading His words. Today, if someone sings, a popular singer, what everyone will do? memorize his songs. Isn't that? They memorize his songs. Why? Because it feels good. And then you ask them, who is the best singer? They said, this one. And they memorize everything he's singing, in the car, in the bus, in the train, and not only that, now they are inventing for that all kind of shaitanic technology that they are not, we can use it for good, but they are using it for bad. They are seeing them today is with all these earsets and these small iPods have 1,000, 2,000 songs. Every child, everyone, you see them putting that and singing bad songs. You can sing good songs, no problem. You have Islamic songs, you have religious songs. But everyone is singing all kind of garbage. And because you, why? Because you, oh, I'm proud, you put a huge picture in your, you go to these, to homes of people, you see huge picture of that singer or that actors, or Allah is saying, this is my word. Holy Quran is my word. Which is better? To memorize the songs of a singer or actor, or to memorize the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Comparison, small comparison. Why do we have to use our minds? وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. If they go for prayer, they go lazy. Allah is saying, so don't say, oh, we are not. No, we are. We are. Salah is, reading Quran is salah. It's a must. When we want to read Quran, we make hundreds of excuses in order not to read Quran. All of us. Not you, me also. Everyone. Everyone trying to make an excuse because we are falling in the trap of shaitan. Sahaba, they were pure. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam built them up. And what Allah gave to Prophet, you have to learn. You have to understand what is the difference between us and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that will give us an idea that Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him things that he didn't give anyone. He gave him Holy Quran. You think if a singer is listening to a community that they are singing his song, what he will be? He will be happy? He will be happy. Everyone on the street, oh, my records beating 10 million records. They are happy. What you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when his servant is reading and singing and reciting his holy words? Allah will not be happy with his servants? Of course. What will give him? Rahmati wasi'at kulla shay'. Come. You are under my mercy. Come. It's for you. Go to paradise. مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Go with them. Especially in this time, which is a very, very dark age time. Not the dark age that they call dark age long time ago. We are not speaking technology. We are speaking Islam. We are speaking religion. Today we are in a dark age. People are losing their beliefs and their love to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I will mention only a little bit about the sun. How the sun reacted with Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. عن أسماء عن أسماء بنت عميس رضي الله عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يوحى إليه. She said, أسماء بنت عميس. She said that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he had revelation coming to him. At that time, when that revelation was coming to him, he was putting his head over the lap of Sayyidina Ali. So Sayyidina Ali was sitting and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lied down. في حجر علي رضي الله عنه فلم يصلي العصر حتى غربت الشمس. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put his head on the lap of Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali was not able because he came in already. Prophet prayed Asr and came in to sit a little bit with Prophet and pray Asr. Prophet put his head on the lap of Sayyidina Ali. So Sayyidina Ali did not pray Asr because Prophet didn't move his head. And he doesn't want to disturb Prophet. He didn't say to him, Ya Rasulullah, it's Asr, I didn't pray Asr, I have to pray Asr. من أطاع الرسول فقط أطاع الله. Who obeys Prophet is obeying Allah. So from that point of view, Sayyidina Ali felt that is an obedience. How am I going to move Prophet? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he raised his hands, he said, أصليت يا علي؟ Did you pray عصر؟ فقال لا يا رسول الله. I didn't. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم. He raised his hand and he said اللهم إنه أو الله علي إنه كان في طاعتك وطاعة رسولك. He was in your obedience and the obedience of your prophet. Because the revelation was coming. Sayyidina Ali didn't know that the revelation was coming. But out of love to Prophet, he didn't want to move the Prophet. So Prophet was receiving revelation, so he was not disturbed. If Ali was going to disturb, then it's not going to work. So he said, Allahumma inna mukana fi ta'atika wa ta'ati rasulik. Fardud alayhi shams. Oh Allah, he was obedient to you and obedient to your Prophet. He didn't move me. Bring back the son back to him to pray Asr. قالت أسماء, and that lady, صحابية, she said, أسماء said, فرأيتها غربت ثم رأيتها طلعت بعدما غربت. I saw the sun went sunset, went down, then I saw the sun coming up. ووقعت على الجبال والأرض, and then the sun rays was over back over the mountains and over the earth. وذلك بالصهباء في خيبر. It was in a city near خيبر. It was in a district near خيبر. It is mentioned from Tabarani and Nahawi and Al-Qadi Ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when someone obey his Prophet and obey his Lord, Allah will give him anything. That is rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His rahmah on his beloved Prophet that Sayyidina Ali did not disturb him. He brought back the son for Sayyidina Ali to pray. And Sayyidina Ali went and prayed. This is a miracle of Sayyidina Muhammad, Mu'ajizat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another one about the son. عن ابن إسحاق أنه لما أسري بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر قومه بالرفقة والعلم. When Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was moved in Isra from Mecca to Baytul Maqdis and then to Mi'raj and then came back, he stood on the hill in Mecca and was saying about his journey. And he gave them a sign. And the sign was that there was a caravan that was coming back to Mecca. And he told them, I saw the caravan coming back here. They said, well, he will arrive, because they can calculate the distance by walking at that time. He said, on Wednesday, the caravan will be here. That is what a miracle of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wednesday came, and everyone was on the hills to see the caravan. The caravan didn't show up. And then sun was going down. Until the sun went all the way down, become sunset, gharab al-shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَدَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَزِيدَ لَهُ فِي النَّهَارِ سَعَى. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Ya Rabbi, he was making a prayer, Allah extended the day at that time 1 hour more. Sun came back. Until the caravans came. And the sun was stuck in its place until the caravan came, then the sun went down. That's of the miracles of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the mercy that Allah gave to Prophet from his love, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always on the topic of the Jum'ah is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was praying and praying and praying and praying, never stopping, until his feet were swollen. And they asked him, Ya Rasulullah, Allah forgave you from beginning. Why you are praying? He said, Ala akunu abdan shakura. You don't want me to be a thankful servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is in also in the battle of Al-Khandaq, the third time that the sun was holed. In the battle of Al-Khandaq, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was busy preparing his people, the Sahaba, for that battle, and time passed quickly in Asr and sun was going down. He said, Ya Rabbi, and Allah blocked the sun from moving until Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prayed Asr and the sun came down. I think I will stop on that. It is said that Habs al-Shams, what we call Habs al-Shams, the locking or the holding the sun in its place, was a specialty and a miracle of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It happened 3 times. Also, it is said that it happened for Sayyidina Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, as it is mentioned by Imam al-Nawawi wal-Hafiz ibn Hajar. May Allah forgive us. May Allah guide us to be thankful servants and to guide us to the love of His obedience and the obedience of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ فَيَا فَوْزَنِ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه، فقال عز وجل من قائل مخبرا وآمرا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الناهي أمته عن دار الجحيم، مفخر العرب والعجم، مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد. يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه، صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات والأحياء منهم والأموات، واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان، ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين.
وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أكرم السلام.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
قائمة آت سيدنا محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة والدرجة التي على عالية وضعت الله نارا المقام محمد بن إنك لا تخلف الميعاد وارزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامة. استوى. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والضحى والليل إذا سجى، ما ودعك ربك وما قلى، وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى، ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى. ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى، ووجدك ضالا فهدى، ووجدك عائلا فأغنى، فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله سمع الله لمن حمده.
ربنا
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك، ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك، ورفعنا لك ذكرك، فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب، وإلى ربك فارغب. اللهم سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
لا إله إلا الله. لا إله
الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا كل واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. يا رب الجلال والكمال سبحانك يا عظيم سبحان الله. على نعمة الإسلام وشرف الإيمان دائما الحمد لله. وعلى شأنه ولا إله غيره الله أكبر. الله كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة واصيلا. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير. أنا ربي العزيز الوهاب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا إلى الحق وإلى الطريق المستقيم وانصرنا على القوم المفسدين. اللهم أصلح شأننا وشأن المسلمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.